Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shviit is we are up to Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, after having had our brilliant tour throughout the Gvulais of the Eilei Mitzrayim and the Eilei Bavel with our own esteemed leader, Rav Barnea. We can now get to the Inyanim of the Halacha. So, says the Halakha Mishnah, Shalosh Aratzot Mishviit. We have to define the difference between, this is a little bit misleading because the next Mishnah is going to tell us that there's really other dinim that apply to yet another territory, which is Aram Tzova, and that's Surya. But in terms of the area of Eretz Yisrael Gufa, so what do we have? We have the Eretz Yisrael that was promised to the Oves. And then we have the Eretz Yisrael that was captured by the Eilei Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, at the end of that period, since the original Kivush of Eretz Yisrael is what gave it its Kedusha, so when the Kivush became Boto because others were able to defeat Yisrael, difficult words to even say, good. So we lost the Kivush. In losing the Kivush, therefore we lost the Kedusha that came of the Kivush. The second Kedusha was not achieved through Kivush. The second Kedusha was achieved through the Balfour, through the Koresh proclamation. So that is given to us by the Umes Olam, and that's permanent. So therefore, the Kedusha of the Eilei Bavel, that is Koveya, a level of Kedusha, where over there we treat it as entirely Shemitah. Now, whether that's the Arisa, that's the Rabbanan, that is something that we will discuss as we go along. So we have that area. However, those that went up with Ezra, Bedafka left areas even in that which were not taken over in order to allow places for the Aniyim to be misparnes during Shemitah, and that they would be therefore chayev to give them Meiser and Leket and Shikha and so on and so forth. So the Meiser, we end up having three different dinim of Shemitah. Gokoshi Echziku Olei Bava. So let's talk about the one that is the full Kedusha. May Eretz Yisrael v'ad Kiziv, as Barnea showed us, from what those Gvulas were. The Pashtas in the south, we're talking about the entire Gvul, and in the north, we're talking about up until Kiziv, although remember, there were those who learned, as again we saw Rabbi Barnea talk about a line that takes us from the south of Nachal Mitzrayim, ad Kiziv, and we draw a line that includes the Yam, and well, so the din over there is that lo ne'echal v'lo ne'eva. So you cannot work in Shemitah, and you cannot eat in Shemitah, which is certainly not exactly what it means. So what exactly would lo ne'evad, I understand. You have all of the restrictions on working the land, which the Torah told us, but the lo ne'echal means a lot of different things, and it's big machlokas in what ne'echal the Mishnah is referring to. So there are shitas who hold that any area that was not mufkar and that you ended up being shemer to yourself is lo ne'echal. You're not allowed to eat from it at all. Others who learn, if there are avedas that you did, that's lo ne'echal. If you ended up being eved dikarka that was aser, so then you are not allowed to eat it. And this is the first shot that the Bartanura brings, im nevda v'gadla, asur le'achol mi'otam gidulim. This in the Pirshah Mishnayis, the Rambam also has, but he changes his mind in Mishnah Teren. The other approach is lo ne'achal, means if it's after the Shas HaBilur, then you're not allowed to eat it until you're mafkir the Paris. So you'd have to be mafkir the Paris if they're not motzoi l'chaya shebas sadeh. That's another approach. The Rambam's approach in Mishneh Torah is that lo ne'echal means that there is a gezerah on svichi, meaning that things that grow on their own are lo ne'echal. You're not allowed to eat them because of this new gezerah chachamim of iser svichim. So that would be yet another approach. So are we talking about shomor, nishmar, nevad, svichim, or le'achar biur? It's not clear in the Mishnah which one is the lo ne'echal that we're referring to. Kol she'echziku olei Mitzrayim, which is extends beyond the area that was in the Kedusha Shniya. So that's from Kiziv, Ad Hanahar, Ad Amana, all in Barnea's neighborhood, so we can feel very comfortable in those areas as well. Over there, it is Nechal, so whatever grew there, so then that would mean either after the Zman HaBior, it would be Mutter, or it may be there is another issue, a fifth possible issue, which is Nechal B'Kedusha Shviyas. So maybe Lo Nechal means Lo Nechal in a way that wouldn't be consistent with Kedusha Shviyas. And then Nechal would mean you don't have to eat B'Kedusha Shviyas. The difference would be, would you be allowed to use things in a way that they're not normally eaten? Would you be allowed to take foodstuffs and use them for a lesser kind of use, as a dye, perhaps, or as an absorber of thickener, as an absorber of various things on the top of a soup? That would be a question. You can't use them in that fashion. So that would be Nechal B'Kedusha Shviyas, would be another possibility.
So, maybe I don't understand. If Am Yisrael lost the Kedusha, Ole Mitzrayim lost the Kedusha, then why do we keep Shviyas at all in that area?
That would be Min Rabbanan.
To Rabbanan.
Yeah. So we answered it, but we didn't answer the Peiros, or we didn't answer the Svichim, or we weren't Mechayev you to eat B'Kedusha Shviyas. I mean, according to the Rambam, again, it's all the Issur Svichim, which is a very chomer problem, that things that grow on their own are not allowed to be eaten. So there was a very big issue about providing for the aniyim, because, I mean, if they're not going to have what to eat, so it's all very nice, you're a balabayat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you 3 years' worth at a time, but what happens to the aniyim? Okay, so therefore we bedavka allowed areas where either there was no Kedusha at all, or whether we were never gozer, that's why the Rambam says, we weren't gozer for Tzmichin in these issues. And then beyond that, min ha'nahar mi'amana v'lifnim, that would be ne'echal v'ne'evad. There's no isur even of avedas hakarka, and no isurim on the achila. Okay, so these are, again, major machlokas, and what exactly do we mean? Okay. Big differences halacha lemaisa, which we'll be getting to Bezrat Hashem as we expand into our Shviyas learning as we start the Gemara. Mishnah Beit, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beit. Now it turns out that there's a fourth area, and that area is called Surya. Now remember that Surya is Aram Naharaim, Aram Tzova, where David HaMelech went out and he captured all of those areas and added them to Eretz Yisrael. So now the shaila is, can you add areas? You certainly can, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about being marchiv your gvulos. However, the problem is, you must first conquer Eretz Yisrael itself, and then you can add. But as the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, in your own backyard, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And in Yerushalayim, you haven't yet captured Yerushalayim to make it Kodesh B'Kedusha because of the various problems in Yerushalayim. And now you're going out, you're making wars that are going to expand Eretz Yisrael. So because of that, Surya never got a complete Kedusha Sa'ara. However, in some issues, we did give it a Kedusha, Min Rabbanan. Now the problem is, if we give it a Kedusha, we make life yet more miserable for the aniyim, because now they really have nowhere to go. If we make it, however, completely without any Isser Shviyas, then we encourage emigration to Surya, because people who can't take the pressure of Shemitah, so they go out and they move to Surya. We don't want to do that either. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And therefore, we had to make certain, didn't it, to make life easier for aniyim. But on the other hand, to make certain, didn't it, that it would not pay to move to Surya. Okay, so because of that, we end up with an interesting situation, which is that osim betalush besurya, avalo b'mechubar. So you can do the things that they're no longer attached to the ground, that you can do. But to work on the ground or on the peiros while they're still attached to the ground, that you can't do. So let's say you have the tefuah You can be dash, the tour that is already cut. You could be zorin. You can take the grapes. You could be dorchim. You could be ma'amrim. These are all things that are done on things that are no longer connected to the ground. But you cannot treat the peres as if they are not perishvias while they are connected to the ground. And therefore, lo kotsrim, so you don't do a normal harvest, lo botsrim, you don't bring in your grapes, lo moskim, you don't bring in your olives, because that is working on the peres while they're attached to the ground. And this again is because of the gzera that the Chachamim made, because we don't want to make it too easy to go settle in Syria and figure you'll just be able to do whatever you want. So this you would have to do with some kind of shinui, because if you don't do it with a shinui, you're acting like a balabayit, and that we did not allow you to do. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva, anything which kayotze bo is mutter be'eretz Yisrael with a shinui, is the way most of the Rishonim learn. So the things which I'll explain in a moment, the things that you can do with some type of shinui in Eretz Yisrael, osimoto b'Syria, you can do them in Syria without a shinui at all. So now, first of all, it's not at all clear. Is this Mishnah talking about properly kept shviyas or improperly kept shviyas? Meaning, are we talking about peirot that were shmurin during Shemitah? Or are we talking about peirot that were mufkarim during Shemitah? Now that is one of the biggest problems in understanding the entire issue. Because, and this goes back to the way that we darsh in the psukim. Remember that when the Torah writes, here, true, it's l'gabei Eretz Yisrael, but that would be the template for the Gezeirah d'Rabbanan. So it says, et tzviach yetzircha lo tiktzor, et inveh nizirecha lo tiftzor. And therefore, since that's in the posik, so the Chachamim were gozer on Syria. Mashenkin, the other things aren't mentioned at all. So therefore, in Syria, we were mounted them even without a shinui. However, if you were actually mafkir the peres, so then you're like anybody else. And there would be no limitations, because even in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be allowed to do katsira and betsira on open fields that everybody is allowed to be in. And that's the lashon of the Sifra, that in ve nizirecha lo tiftzar. So in other words, if you were shamer these peres and it's yours, then lo tiftzar, you're not allowed to take them. But you are allowed to do betsira from real shviyas stuff that people were mafkir. So that's one way of understanding the issue. And therefore, the only limitations that our Mishnah is talking about not doing on the Mechurba Lekarka is where the peirot were shimurim be'iser, and they should have been mufkar. So therefore, we're allowing you over here to do this with a shinui. Okay. However, this is not the das of everybody in how to understand the issue of etzviak tzirchalot tiftzor. And basically, some taina that there is no isra of shmira. But, no, I shouldn't say there is no isra on the peros that were shmurim. And therefore, it's when it says that tzviak tzircha lo tiftzor v'in vein izirecha lo tiftzor, it means, as Rashi brings, kederech hakotzrim, kederech habotzrim. So what that would mean is that if you were shomer the peirot, they don't become osur b'achila, but the activity in them to treat them as if they are yours, that becomes osur. So therefore, you cannot go in there with a big tractor and make a normal katsira or make a normal betsira with the normal knives and so on that you use. But you can do it in a way that doesn't show bilus. So this is the way Rashi explains it. This is the way the Ramban explains it and the Chumash. And this is the way that they understand. So therefore, we're talking about over here, a chiv d'oraisa of shinui. You see how rare that is. Normally, al yedei shinui is to take away the dinim of the d'oraisa. But over here, if you understand that the meaning of the Sifra is that you cannot, and this is the way the Yerushalmi is mashma, you cannot do the normal betzira, you have to do the betzira al yedei shinui. So then that would mean that the shinui that is the oraisa, that is only true in Eretz Yisrael. But in Syria, they were not mechayev you to do the shinui at all. But if it was talking about the actual, that's if it's not connected, if you're talking about you're going to do the actual betzira, meaning it's still connected to the ground, there the chachamim were mechayev you even to do a shinui besuria. So that would be another approach. Okay, we'll have to go through this again tomorrow. Didn't have enough time to tell you everybody's approach, but it's kedai because this is sort of a foundational Mishnah where we have all of the various shitas that deal with the Isurim. So we'll review this again tomorrow.